You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. calling for Israel and Iran to end its back-and-forth strikes following Israel's response last night to Iran's earlier missile attack. IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari says the operation focused on military facilities in Iran.
We conducted targeted and precise strikes on military targets in Iran, thwarting immediate threats to the state of Israel.
Iranian state media says four people died. Iran's military in a statement signaling it favors a ceasefire agreement to end the war in Gaza and conflict in Lebanon. Election day now 10 days out. Former President Trump held a rally in Michigan earlier. He's now in Pennsylvania for another event. Tomorrow he holds a rally in New York City. NYPD officials say security has been stepped up. Vice President Kamala Harris also holding a rally in Michigan today, and former First Lady Michelle Obama joins her. Record heat in the forecast this weekend in the South and spreading to the Midwest. This is ABC News. Barrow. A voluntary recall has been issued for certain smoked salmon products sold at Costco due to the potential listeria contamination.
Costco and Acme Smoked Fish Corporation recalling Kirkland Signature smoked salmon products sold in Florida over listeria concerns. The recall affects certain 12-ounce two-pack packages purchased between October 9th and 13th. Acme has confirmed that all affected products have been removed from store shelves and no illnesses have been reported. The company says it notified customers who bought the recalled products and that they should return them to Costco for a full refund. Dave Packer, ABC News.
After a tropical storm in northwestern Philippines, the number of dead and missing in massive flooding and landslides has risen to nearly 130 people. The president says there are areas that are still cut off and people still in need of being rescued. At least 85 deaths are confirmed so far following that tropical storm. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL's Evening News is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Look for decreasing clouds after midnight tonight. Cool temperatures with a low of 31. Mostly sunny with slight increase in winds during the afternoon hours tomorrow with a high of 62. Winds will be out of the south-southwest 7 to 15. And tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy. Warmer overnight temperatures and a low of 41. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny. The winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 58 degrees.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Saturday, October 26th. Good evening for WRCL News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. Wisconsin's local election officials reported minimal delays with absentee label printing times yesterday, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The WEC on Thursday began conducting regular refreshes of the computer function that clerks use to print labels for absentee certificate envelopes. These refreshes have kept print times to a minimum, and the WECE at this time is not anticipating any label printing delays moving forward. The agency continues to be in close contact with municipal clerks to monitor how the label printing function is performing. Since Thursday, clerks have reported drastic improvements in label printing and in administrative of in-person absentee voting, which continues to see high levels of activity. Previously reported delays have only affected label printing times. Every other function of the system that clerks use to print continues to work optimally, as was also the case Thursday. There is no reason to believe the printing delays are affecting other areas of election administration or state government, nor is there any reason to believe the printing delays were caused by a cyber attack. THC was discovered in pizzas prepared at a Dane County pizzeria this week. Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton was closed Thursday after public health officials confirmed the presence of THC in its pizza. Stoughton police were contacted after several people had to seek medical treatment after eating the pizza. Symptoms included dizziness, vomiting, anxiety, hallucinations, and paranoia. Yeti's has been cooperating. Officials say the pizza dough was mistakenly prepared with Delta 9 contaminated oil that was from a shared storage space at the site. Former President Donald Trump will make another campaign stop in Green Bay next week. He will host a rally at the Rush Center on Wednesday evening at 6. This appears is just days before voters will cast their ballots on Election Day. J.D. Vance was in the Lambeau Field area on Sunday, connecting with voters before the Packers game. The 80 German warehouse will be the site of the haunted warehouse tonight. A small scare with the lights will be held from 5:30 to 6:30 to allow the younger audience and their guardians to experience the haunted warehouse. The No Mercy scare is the adult version of the haunted warehouse with all the lights turned off. It will be held from 7 to 9:30. Tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. For purchase next door in the 1912 building. Tickets for the small scare are priced at $10 per child and $15 per guardian. Tickets for the No Mercy scare are priced at $15 per person. Payments may be made by cash or card. Credit card fees do apply. A program to recognize the 35th anniversary of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway and Riverway Board will be held tomorrow at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort near Spring Green. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway was created in 1989 to protect and preserve the scenic beauty and natural character of the Lower Wisconsin River Valley. Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Executive Director Mark Cupps says he was asked to go to early meetings before the creation of the board by State Senator Dale Schultz.
It was an eye-opening experience because there was a division between the local appointees to that. It was a DNR-appointed group, and then those that were from Madison. And I went back to Dale and some of the other legislators from the Valley who were largely Republican and said, this is extremely divisive, and the local people are not happy with what's being proposed. And that's what eventually led to the local officials group, which was really, it was a nonpartisan group that Senator Kruhl had established. And it was county, town, city, village officials only, not people from Madison at all or from the university or from environmental interest groups. That whoever each of those municipalities wanted to appoint, and they got to go through the proposal line by line, page by page, and said, we can live with this. We can't live with that. And that enabled Dale and Senator Kruhl to work with their colleagues to come up with a plan that the locals could live with. Not everyone, but the majority. And that was a key turning point.
Dale Schultz gives a lot of credit to then-Governor Tommy Thompson and local officials.
Look, guys, this is going to happen. You should see that now. Backstop you for a while, but you've got to get involved. And you know what? That was a big ask, I think, at that time for us who represented this area. But we trusted him. He stood behind us. And, you know, ironically, at the end of the day, there wasn't a lot of drama. Things fell together pretty well. And the reason they did is because those local officials put together, I think, a tougher plan than the one that was coming out of Madison. I mean, they really did care about the Valley. They had historically done that, willing to get involved and to sell that. They managed to find the real bad parts of the plan and get rid of them. And you know what? Because of their work, it was, I think, easier than a lot of people thought for Spencer Black to say yes. Now, we had a few minor adjustments at the end before the bill passed, but it was really an example of what happens in government when people listen to each other. They don't demonize each other. They work with one another. They have a vision that's big enough to look forward into the future.
The project encompasses nearly 100,000 acres of public and private lands along the final 92 miles of the Wisconsin River. The riverway begins below the last dam on the river at Prairie du Sac and extends to the confluence with the Mississippi River near Prairie du Chien. Doors will open at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort at 12:30 with a program beginning at 1. Invited speakers for the program include former Governor Tommy G. Thompson, who signed the legislation that created the Riverway and Riverway Board, former State Senator Dale W. Schultz, and former State Representative Spencer Black. President John Greendeer of the Ho-Chunk Nation and former State Representative David O. Martin, author of Wisconsin's Wild Rivers Legislation. Mark Cupps invites you to attend the celebration.
Anyone who has an interest in the Riverway, former Riverway board members, former local officials advisory committee members, citizens advisory committee members, landowners, former and current DNR folks who've worked on the Riverway. Anyone who has an interest in the Riverway is welcome to attend. And we would just love to see you there on Sunday, 1 o'clock, Wisconsin Riverside Resort.
Light refreshments will follow the program. There is no cost to attend the event, but donations will be welcomed to help defray expenses. For more information, contact Mark Cupp at 608-739-3188. The fourth annual Boo in the Barn will be held tomorrow at Tiny Acres Farm in Muscadet. At the event, there will be trick-or-treating, and many of the animals will be in attendance as well. There is no cost to attend Boo at the Barn, but there also will be items to purchase, such as food for the animals and T-shirts from Tiny Acres Farm. Along with trick-or-treating, there will be wagon rides, a petting zoo, and food. Everyone who attends, even the adults, are welcome to dress up in costume. Trick-or-treaters are encouraged to bring their own bucket or bag. Bags will also be available for those who forget to bring one. It will be fun for all at the fourth annual Boo at the Barn tomorrow from 1 to 4 at Tiny Acres Farm, located at 26068 County Highway E near Muscadet. More information can be found on their Facebook page. WRCO News time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Today is Saturday, October 26th. Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A gathering of family and friends will be held Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held Wednesday at 10 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel. Daniel A. Fredericks, 59, of Muscadet, died October 16th after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be sent to Dan's sister, Catherine Bloom. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Daniel A. Fredericks, 59, of Muscadet. Cynthia Cindy Noble, age 70, died Thursday at a Grace Hospice Memory Care Suites after a courageous battle against multiple myeloma. A private burial will be held. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Cynthia Cindy Noble, age 70. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday, November 30th, at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a $1 any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them open? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. A high-pressure system continues to sit over our area as we head into the second half of this weekend, and that's slowly going to move to the east. Now, with that high moving to the east, that's going to give us southern winds pulling up the temperatures from the south, and it's going to be unseasonably warm as we head closer to Halloween coming up on Thursday. Heading into tonight, after midnight, we're looking at a decrease in cloud. Temperatures are still going to be on the cooler side, though. We're looking at lows in the upper 20s to low 30s. For our Sunday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies with a slight increase in winds during the afternoon hours. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Winds are going to be coming mostly from the south with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. For our Sunday night, we're looking at partly to mostly cloudy skies. It's going to have warmer overnight temperatures, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. Monday is going to give mostly cloudy skies with stronger winds and warmer temperatures. Late night showers are possible as we get Monday overnight into Tuesday. Highs are expected to be mostly in the mid-60s. Winds coming in mostly from the south up to 25 miles per hour, gusts up to 35. For our Tuesday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with stronger winds and going to be on the warmer side. We're looking at highs in the mid to upper 70s. Getting into our Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies with afternoon showers are expected. Slight chance of thunderstorms are expected to develop later on in the day. We're looking at highs a slight bit cooler, upper 60s to low 70s. Thursday is going to be Halloween. We're looking at much cooler temperatures with decreasing clouds throughout the day. Highs are expected to be upper 40s to low 50s. And for Friday, we're looking at mostly clear skies and lighter winds. Going to be a bit more seasonal as we start off the 1st of November. Highs are going to be low to mid 50s. From the WRCO Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system,
or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly clear and our current temperature is 58 degrees, and we did reach a high today of 60 and a morning low of 24. Yesterday's high was 60 as well, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1952 is 86 degrees, with a record low of 17 set back in 1966. Last year's high was 67 with a low of 61. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:02, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:30. Winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.31, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 58 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO wants to thank our wonderful sponsors for supporting the Ithaca School Fair. A big shout out to Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Schultz Mortgage Team, Total Tech, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Kleppe Grain Service, Meyer Oil and LP, and Utter Brothers Creamery.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
Bill Nee has a look at local spiker action that will happen this evening.
All across the state of Wisconsin, there is WIAA Regional Volleyball tonight. The Richland Center Hornets travel to Aquinas in the regional title match that will first serve at 7 o'clock this evening. Also in the area in Division 5, Seneca is headed to Ithaca for a 7 o'clock start time tonight. WRCO will have coverage. Coach Angie Young of the Bulldogs, talk to us about the match.
I think Seneca's strong point is definitely their defense. They have a really quick, really strong defensive team, and they really like to challenge our hitters. So definitely going to be really important for us to play very aggressive and have that front row really working that defense for Seneca, because it certainly presented a challenge for us in the past. Both regular season games that we've played with Seneca have been five-set games. So I anticipate that will certainly be a showdown between the two teams.
The pre-match time begins around 6:35 this evening on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Seneca at Ithaca Regional Championship Volleyball can be heard this evening. I'm Phil Mee.
And thanks, Phil. And also, regional soccer tournament action's going on tonight. And for local teams, River Valley is at St. John's Northwestern and Chesterton Academy of Milwaukee. We'll get the score from that, and Phil Neal will pass that along during his broadcast. Also, Platteville-Lancaster is at McFarland. Sectional cross-country meets are going on this weekend across Wisconsin. On Friday at Black River Falls, Richland Center, Ithaca had strong races and personal bests at the Division II event. The team had three runners qualify for state. Ryan Stadler and Clayton Lee will be going to the state meet for the second time, and Grace Fretz will be competing for the first time. The Richland Center Ithaca boys team missed advancing to next week's meet at Wisconsin Rapids by a single place for the second year in a row. The Chieftain Harriers ran their final meet of the season in beautiful weather at Prairie du Chien Country Club today. The girls team ran first and due to injury wasn't able to field a complete team to score. Regardless, the remaining team members ran very well. Melanie Williamson, 48th at a time of 23:42, Kaylee Carter, 59th in 24:52, Riley Leith, 98th at 98:22, and Megan Krull, 103rd in 29:43. The boys finished in fifth place of 19 teams, coming in behind conference foes Iowa Grant, Boscobel, Fenimore, and host Prairie du Chien. With 175 teams, the boys were just 6 points behind Prairie and 14 points behind Fenimore. Times and places were Lakota Brewer, 13th at 17:50, Wyatt Schramm, 33rd in 18:29, Hunter Wilkinson, 35th in 18:34, and Caleb Schlein with 44th in 18:47, and James Schramm, 64th in 19:48. Special recognition is due to senior team members Caleb and Carson Knight. Also, thank you for your leadership. Congratulations to everyone for a great season. And in that same meet, Boscobel advanced to state. They came in second in that meet, so they advanced on to state action. And last night in football action, Ithaca beat Randolph, so they'll advance on Friday to take on Johnson Creek. And Richland Center saw their season end by losing to Darlington 42-14. And the Badgers take on Penn State, the third-ranked team in the country. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame already underway. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full-service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtrackin' Show on WRCO. I'm Phil Nee, and we're back to backtrack with you, the pregame show for tonight's edition of Those Were the Days. We'll see what some of the headlines were from the 70s and 80s, and we'll be bringing you a few notes on some number ones from this weekend in October, back in the day. We kick off the show from 1978. Song that was doing really well on the survey, and it was being played all the way around the world. Out of Canada he came. This is Nick Gilder, and a number one from 78 called Hot Child in the City.
Danger in the shape of something wild. Stranger dressed in black, she's a hungry child. No one knows who she is or what her name is. I don't know where she came from or what her game is. Hot child in the city. Hot child in the city.
City, running wild.
Nick Gilder on WRCO. He was in a band called Sweeney Todd before he made it big in 1978 with that particular number right there. Number one from this very weekend. We hope you're having a tremendous weekend. What a day. What a day here in Southwest Wisconsin. We have a song going back to 1974, which was a song that had been a hit initially for a singer-songwriter by the name of Robert Knight. Buzz Kasson wrote the song with Matt Guyden, and they wrote it for Robert Knight. The song was intended to be the flip side of the hit, and they wrote it in about 25 minutes. Carl Carlton brought it back in 1974, and since that time, it has played over 4 million times on the radio. Here is Everlasting Love on the Backtrackin' Show. Carlton on the Backtrackin' Show from WRCO. And now a Backtrackin' Power Play from Philip Bailey and a duetting with Phil Collins. This was a huge hit for that union. It's a show full of Phils. Philip Bailey, Phil Collins, and yours truly, Phil Nee. Those guys had a lot more hits. Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Phil Collins of Genesis, two of the biggest groups of that era as well. And the two were out on their own as Phil Collins produced Philip Bailey's solo album. That song was released in November of 1984, and it became a pop radio staple. We'll be back with more of the Backtracking Show coming up right here on WRCO and WRCO FM 100.9.
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. I don't know how that started, and I don't know if you ever said that, but I remember we used to sing that when we were kids. I'm sorry, but first of all, I'm not going to smell your feet. And second, if I did, I wouldn't be giving you something good to eat. I'd be dousing you with foot deodorant. The origin of Halloween can be traced back to the ancient Celtic times when it was believed that the souls of the dead would come out of their graves and go back into their homes. The people living there would dress up in costumes and would light bonfires to ward off the wandering spirits. That tradition evolved into what we have today. Children dress up in costumes and go around the neighborhood asking for something good to eat. Over the years, the church has observed this time as All Saints' Day, as a time to honor the saints of the church who have passed away and received their heavenly reward. I'm not going to get into the argument about whether this is a good holiday for the church to observe or not, but I do know this. Whenever we treat children kindly and with compassion, we are doing the work of Jesus. So go ahead, give those kiddos something good to eat. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Good afternoon, good almost evening. It's the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Phil Nee with you, and we appreciate you listening. Our sponsor, Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg today. Let's take you back now to a weekend in your life, 1982. Culture Club, featuring the lead vocals of then 21-year-old George O'Dowd, performed a tune that would become number one in the UK during their Top of the Pops appearance on TV. The song was called Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? It would go on to be number two in the United States a little while later.
Choose my color, find a star. Precious.
Culture Club performing that on the UK program Top of the Pops in 1982. Let's go back a little further in the backtracking era. We're going back to the year of 1972 when the OJs performed a song on the US TV show Soul Train. It would go on to be a big pop and R&B crossover. The song was called Backstabbers, and it's a backtracking classic.
Home, but they just keep on coming.
OJ is one of the many hits on the Philadelphia International record label. Oh, my goodness. Phil Nee with you on this Saturday. It'll soon be Saturday night, and we'll be taking your requests after 6 with WRCO's Those Were the Days. Right now, we're going to kind of go back in time to this weekend in 1982. Once again, when this song climbed toward the top, it got to number one this very day from the album American Fool. We're talking about, well, he was then known as John Cougar, his stage name, Mr. John. John Mellencamp and Jack and Diane.
Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, they walk on. Checks his back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. City. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. American kids doing best they can.
We hope you'll stay tuned for more great music all night long as WRCO's Retro Saturday continues. We're going to put the wraps on this edition of Backtrackin' with a song that was on an album that was just getting its final mixes and touches done during the latter part of 1982. The song would be released in early 1983 and become this band's probably best-known song, leading us out towards six, Def Leppard and Photograph from the album Pyromania.